Okay, we're still in Halachas. As you'll see, it's a continuation sort of what we spoke about last time. We're talking today about containers. When you buy a bottle, jar of pickles or a bottle of wine or a can of tuna. The question is, the question we're going to start with is, I buy this can, I buy this jar of pickles. It's a glass jar, so glass high and tefillah. So the question is, when I buy it, am I supposed to take this jar? I'm hyped to title it. Now it was a guy's jar. Now it's my jar. So should I take the jar, dump out all the pickles, or pour out all the wine, and go title it? What am I doing using this jar when it wasn't titled? Okay, now it's a yid's kli. It was a guy's kli. Now it's my kli. So should I be hyped to? Okay. So that's the main question we're going to talk about, and related things that connect to it. Okay. So a number of contemporary poskim can bring a quote from a Maral Diskin. Sorry if the words don't look so nice up here. Looks nice on my screen. And that is, Maral Diskin says, if you buy a kli with mashke in it, okay, so it's like a bottle of wine in this case, he says, ain't sorry, you don't have to pour out all that the beverages. Why? The sheva taisehu, vloin the kushimush. Okay? The Maral Diskin, in Cruz Maral Diskin, it's in the back of the Sefer. I'll give you the marmot. I don't remember. Kutcher Sachron Kuf Lamadvar. Okay, it's in the back of his head. Okay, so a lot of people quote this Maral Diskin. Okay? I'm going to try to explain it to you. Okay? So as you can imagine, this is a. Okay, fine. I'll pass on what I'm about to say. Okay. So I had three versions of trying to understand what he meant. And I'll try to give you some nafkamina as to what that means also. Three versions. The first is. First version is like this. Maybe the isser of using a kli without titling it, that's an isser on the person, okay? So in this case, somebody else already did it. The isser is for the person to do it. Somebody else put the pickles into the jar. Somebody else put the wine into the bottle. So they did it. So I'm not being over an isser for using the kli. For me, it's Shabbat Hasid. For me, the other guy did it. The other guy's the one who did it, okay? A variation of that is. Okay. The Isser is to use the kli. The Isser is to go ahead, Chazal said, don't use a kli that wasn't titled. Okay, I didn't do anything. I'm just, like in a sense, Shabbat Hasser. It's passive. What I'm doing is, it's just passive. I'm not doing anything, so I'm not being over an Isser. So you think pouring out of it is using it? Okay, maybe. Well, so you think in the pickle jar is easier. I'm just pulling things out of it. Here, maybe I'm using the jar. Okay, maybe. I'm going to say a variation. When I give you enough convenience, maybe you'll understand it. I'm not sure if it's going to be clear. The very variations are the same thing. And the third one is that whereas the first said the isser is on the person, okay, it's somebody else did that isser. And my third variation I'm saying is the isser is on food. You can't put food into the container. Okay, the food was already put into it. Okay, now don't think from the person perspective. Think from the food perspective. The food was already put into the kli. So now it's Shabbat Hasid. That food was already put in. So what do you want from me? Don't put it in. The food already is in there. Okay, look, give my nafkaminis to see if that'll help explain the differences between what he's trying to say. The first nafkaminis is, what most people think of when they hear this first, they say is, okay, what happens if I want to put something back into it? Okay, I made Kiddush, and half the cup is still in, half the cup still has wine in it, I want to put that wine back into the bottle. Okay, so now, according to the first way that we said is, the problem is, it's on a person to do it, and someone else said, okay, here, I'm the one who's doing it. I'm the guy who's pouring the wine back into it. Or if you want to say, it's Shabbat Hasid, it's passive to keep things in the bottle, okay, now it's not passing anymore, now I'm putting it back into it. Okay? On the third one, you could guess, you could say, yeah, maybe over here, the food already was in this kli, and somehow the food can go back into the kli. The food like already was excused from an Isser going in this kli. I would not have said that. Okay? I would have not said that. I would have thought that all three variations would say that. It happens to be, Rabbi Yashin, who's one of the people who quotes this, many people do, says, or is quoted as saying, that it's okay, you can put the wine back in. That's fine, you can put it back in afterwards, okay? I can't imagine how that could fit into either the first two reasons.
He brings the Maral Diskin?
Yeah, a lot of people bring the Maral Diskin.
I'm
getting to Ramesh in a second.
Yeah.
No, he quotes his Maral Diskin, and he says, but what about putting it back into it? He says, don't worry about it, it's okay. Now, it could be, in the back of his mind was what Moshe could say. We're going to mention that in a second. Maybe that was like going on in the back of his mind. It's not quoted as that. This is not him speaking. This is someone saying what is written someplace else. So, you know, I can't tell you, but I can't imagine according to the first two reasons. If you say the problem is that it's the Israel on the person, so well, now I'm the person. I'm the first guy. I'm putting it back in. He says it's on the food. Maybe he says somehow this food sort of like was already connected. I'm putting it back in. I can't.
And so therefore, new food you will not be able to.
Right. Well, I'm saying so this pickle is basically is new food. So he's saying maybe you could view the pickle as a whole pickle. What do you say? Then you wouldn't be able to. Yeah.
Right. So a new food.
Completely new food. We can't imagine anybody allowing you to do according to this. Explanation. If I have a brand new pickle, I want to put into the official kit.
We don't know if Rashi said you can't.
What do you say?
We don't know if Rashi said you cannot.
You cannot what?
Put a new pickle.
No, I'm according to this, what this model this kit, and this is a pickle from a different jar and put it in the air. Okay. Another thing is like this. We've spoken about. Disposable spice grinders, and we found among I think that we did not have it last time was here. I didn't bring it to you. This is not the one I'm talking about. We found one that had a question on it that you should not be allowed to that you should need to title that the grinding part before you title it, and it had metal pinned to it. Okay, I believe after we spoke about it this year. Anyhow, so let's think about. Somebody made this grinder. The question, whether you should have hashgacha on it is a separate question. But let's say they made the grinder, and I went in and I bought it. And I have a grinder now that the grinding mechanism of it needs tefillah. So now, am I allowed to use that grinder? Am I allowed to get the stuff, take the stuff out of it? So now, if you say that the reason why, what the Maral Diskin meant was, is that the person is, the food was already put into it. I didn't put the food in, the first one, or the third one, that the Issa was putting the food into it. Okay, so in these cases, all I'm doing, I'm just taking the food out. Okay, that's basically the only way to get the food out of the clean. It's through the grinder. Then it could be that the Maral Diskin would say, that's okay, so you can take it out. The fact that the grinder is being used doesn't make a difference. Lafuke, the second one. The second reason I said is that the focus on the Shabbat Hasa. You're not doing anything when using this thing, and therefore you're not over an Isser because you're not doing anything. Well, in this case, I am doing things. Every time I grind it, I'm using the kli that needs to be titled. I'm using the grinder as the part that needs to be titled, and every time I grind some pepper, I'm using that grinder. Okay, so if he focused, which he seems to be on the word, the Shabbat Hasu, that is not doing anything, then the grinder you have a child. If the other parts are that someone else put the food in, then maybe you don't have to travel the grinder. Maybe you could get the food out without that. Okay, now, this whole Hesper, this Maral Diskin, all talks about, is all to explain why I could take my pickles out of the jar. Okay, that's all to explain why I could take it out. But once I get the food out of there, okay, so then, He has no kula. Like Bava said, if I want to put new food into that thing, then this doesn't give me any basis for them not using it afterwards. Okay, but there's another explanation. Ramosha says it. Ram Zalman says it. I believe others say it as well. A different explanation for why I'm allowed to take why I can take the wine out of the bottle. I don't have to worry about titling that bottle, which is going to explain that I can even put new stuff into it also. Okay, so the Maral Diskin just explain why you can empty it out. He says, you don't have to quickly get everything out and title it. You can just empty it out slowly. Okay, and they say like this. When Rav Moshe brings Raya's from Mishnayos, and I believe it's in Maaser Sheni, it's about a person who buys Maaser Sheni. He allows you to spend your money in Maaser Sheni on certain things. And the Mishnayos talk about that the kalim that it comes with, in many situations, the kalim that it comes with are, you're allowed to spend the money on that, and when you finish, it doesn't have Kedushas Maaser Sheni on it. Okay, so all kinds of things that give an impression, give the feeling that those kalim, the containers that hold the food in the store, don't have the din of a kli. That those things are not treated as kalim, they're tuffle to the food, and they have no status as a kli by themselves. And therefore, when I bought the bottle of wine from the guy, what I did was I bought nothing. I did not buy a kli. When I go ahead and decide that I want to now use it afterwards to store my apple juice, I'm the one who made it into a kli. It wasn't a kli until now. Till now, it was just packaging materials. Okay, packaging materials are not chayvin tefillah. And now I'm the one who took the packaging materials and decided that this packaging should be a bottle. So a bottle is chayvin tefillah. So I'm the one who made the bottle. Okay, it used to not be a bottle. We're going to see in later dinim. We're going to see in later dinim that if I buy a piece of metal from a guy and I turn that piece of metal into a kli, I'm not chayvin tefillah. I'm no chiv to tefillah that kli. I just have to. I made the kli. Hagam that I bought the metal from the guy, but I'm the one who made the kli.
Because over here, if I would have bought the barrel, I would be chayvin tefillah.
If I would have bought the empty barrel, that's correct.
I bought that barrel.
That's correct.
He made an ice kli by selling it. So he made an ice kli and not an empty.
Yes, that's correct. And Rashi brings Raya from the Mishnah. He says, and even in that case, where he bought it in a ready-made kli,
like a case of chol by sin, that's what happens.
Right.
So what about a Jewish owned company?
I'm going to get to that at the end. Okay, that's going to be the end of this discussion. We'll give you about that. Okay, but for now, we're dealing not with a Jewish company. Now, I just bought the bottle where I bought it from, you know, from a guy. So we're going to have another example of that, even a little closer to that. Actually, it has to do with curings, and that is an example which is about what happens if I bought a ready-made kli from the goy, and it was chayiv and tefillah. And then I went, this is just what David actually said. And then I go ahead and the kli gets broken, or I break the kli, okay, and I make it not into a kli anymore, and then I fix the kli, so the din is, I'm not chayiv and tefillah in that case either. Okay, so even though it was a kli, I bought from the goy basically a good kli. When I bought it, it was chayiv and tefillah, then it broke, under the right circumstances, if it broke and I fix it, then it's also not chayiv and tefillah. Okay, so even though it was a kli originally, but now it's not a kli. It was a not kli that I had. So the yid is considered made the kli, and it's good enough kli. Okay, so again, Rav Moshe from Zalman say that, and that would explain not only why I could empty it, not only I could put my pickles back into the jar, but I can even put new stuff into it. Okay, I can empty out the pickles and put anything else I want to the thing. Okay,
the Jew made it into a kli.
The Jew made it into a kli. It was not a kli until now. It was not a kli.
Totally give it over for use and food use and
100% right. I can use it whenever I like to do it. Everyone wants to make the difference. Okay. So now, what we're going to spend some time on is to explain like this. In Chavos Binyam, brings this chua, these chuas, and he says he agrees with everything that it says. He agrees with the fact that it was not a kli before him. Ramosha, they have rice, similar rice, all of them from the same Mishnayos. It was not a kli until now. And the yid who bought it, the yid who decided to keep it as a kli, he made it into a kli. He agrees with that. But he says, even so, it's not enough. Okay? Even so, it's chayiv and tefillah anyhow. And he says, why is that? Because the yid who made the kli only did that in his mind. Okay? He didn't do anything. He didn't physically do anything to make it into a kli. It was just a decision that this packaging material is now a bottle. And that doing it in your mind is not enough. Okay, why would he say such a thing? So he says something based on the words of a prima godin. Okay, and what we're going to do now is just go through the prima godin to try to understand what he says and to understand why. You'll see why I don't think that we'll read. That's the right way to read.
That's right. So he's arguing them.
Yeah, he says straight out. He says, and I found that they said that even so, I have a right from prima godin that it's not correct. Okay.
So who's my take? The owner of the company? Yes.
The owner of the.
Food company?
No. He agrees that the owner of the food company is not a kli when that person made it. But I, the yid, who decided that this packaging material should now be a jar, I didn't do enough.
Okay, first, it's not a kli. Okay, good.
No. So it is a kli. No. Now it's a kli, and the kli is chayiv and tefillah. And even although I'm the one who made it, I didn't do enough action to make it into a kli. Just deciding that it's a kli is not enough.
It was not a kli.
No, it is a kli.
It's not enough Jewish involvement. This was made by a guy, and I made it into a kli.
Yes.
Well, I made it into a kli with just machshava, so that doesn't. You need Jewish action now. Yeah. More
Jewish action. Okay, so.
What's the
Goy should
create is chayiv and tefillah. It was made by a
Koy. It's correct. Right. So you're saying,
and therefore,
what? So you're saying, so it's a nobody made the
Kli
then.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So you're arguing on the logic of it. Okay. Well, let's see inside. Let's see what it says inside. It's gonna be harder to understand. This part I can at least understand. If you can say even more, that you're gonna hopefully, I think you'll find even harder to understand. Okay. Let's see what it says. Okay. Now. What I'm going to do is like this, ask your patience. Okay? I'm going to show you the prima godin. I'm going to show you the prima godin, okay? I'm going to show you the prima godin within a bunch of steps. Okay, and what I did was, I put the whole thing on, you'll see why in a second. I'm going to put, the whole thing is coming onto the screen, but the dark words is what we're looking at, and the other ones, you just be patient, wait, we're going to get to it, we're going to see it all. Okay, they're just in order, okay? Okay, what does it say like this? You know the Prima Donna say like this? It's an Orachai. Okay, cheekily. He says, it's partial to me. Im kani yisro blech mi'akum, okay, the yid bought a blech, a sheet of metal from a guy, v'yichtoi kach l'teller, and he decided to make it into a plate. Okay, he decided to take this piece of metal. He decided it's going to be a plate. Tzarach tefila. Okay, you got a tefillah. The after bracha efsher, it could be even you have to make a bracha when you do that tefillah. The loynish tanish same akum. So, Chachmas Yom is saying, what does that mean? Is I took this blech, okay, and I decided to make it into a plate. He says, so it's you have to tefillah it. So he says, why do I have to tefillah it? I decided it should be a clear. It used to be nothing. It used to be just a sheet of metal. Okay, it used to just be a sheet of metal, And I'm the one who decided that it should be a plate. It didn't used to be a plate, and now I made it into a plate. So why am I chayav in tefillah? It must be because I did nothing to turn it into a plate. I didn't have to do anything to make it into a plate. It was just a decision that it should be a plate. I didn't do anything to make it a plate. It was in my mind. I made a decision that it should be a plate. So therefore, he says, that tells you that just by deciding is not enough. You have to do something. This is just a decision. I decided that this blech should be a plate. And that's not enough. Okay? Now, that's one part. Now, this is the end of the Prima Donna, the end of the part I'm giving you. Maybe the very end. This is the end of the Prima Donna. Okay, now he goes a step further. Okay. Even, not only is it if the Yid does in his mind, but even if the Yid does a little bit of action, but not enough action, that's still not enough to make it clear. Okay. And that's from the words before this in the Prima Donna. Okay. And that's like this. Verivizen, Shekhan Yisrael Mi'akum, I'm sorry, Verivizen, a greater, okay. Shekhan Yisrael Mi'akum Blechen, a Yid bought, again, sheets of metal from a guy, umanakvan, and he poked holes in them with clay meters, I'm not sure what that is, okay, whatever it is, but if it's etzarachin, I'm not sure if he needs his hyphen. Why? Skip a few words over here. He says, hasam, ain't shame akam olav klal, it wasn't a guy's, meikara naskha fa'atakli. It used to be, in the case that he's bringing in the little words, okay, in that case, I took a piece of metal and I turned it into a kli. Masha en came blech. In this case, where I took the blech, Rak Yisrael menakle v'oisamida, the Yid just poked holes in it and made it to shape, or to the size. Yesh lo metzil boi bracha. He says, what did the Yid do? He took a sheet of metal, and how do you turn a sheet of metal into a grater? Well, what does that mean? That means is you poke a lot of holes in it, like he said, you poke holes in it, and now when you're going to rub your potato against it, it's going to get...
That's not just a sheet of metal.
Right, we're coming to that. So he says, if I take the blech and I made it into a grater by poking a bunch of holes, and now it's a grater, I mean, think about it, if you punch holes into a piece of metal, now you scrape your apples on, it's going to make apples, okay, so I made this grater, he says, it's tefillah without a bracha, because I didn't, so again, Chacham Shem says, why not? He says, obviously it's because here I did something, I poked all the holes in it. He says, I didn't do enough. So it's not enough that I have to do something, but I have to do something that's meaningful in order to do it. And this, the Prima Donna, this specific, maybe poking holes is not meaningful enough. Okay. So, we're going to get to this in a second. So let me just finish his thought, and then we'll get back to understanding what he said. So he says, and therefore, if I take a pickle jar, and I decide that I'm going to use it to store other food near the root, I did nothing. He says, even if I take a tuna can, so a tuna can, you have to do something. You have to open it up in order to make it usable. When it's closed, you can't use it at all. I have to, open up the can and be able to use it on the inside. Even then, that's not considered that I did enough. That, he says, is like the sheet that was turned into a grater. And all those things, Yechayiv and Tefillah, because Hagam that they didn't make it into a kli, he didn't do enough to make it into a kli. It's only if you take mamash, a piece of metal, and you shape it into a, I don't know what, into a cup, then you be chayiv, then you pass from two. Okay, so now, before we talk about the reasons why this, we have questions on this. Obviously, the fact that he is saying not like Rav Moshe from Zalman already tells us that we have to wonder whether this is accurate. Okay, but he tells you himself, he's not shy. He tells you that they say not like that. Okay, but he says, look, I have a right from Prima Donna. Okay, fine. Now, I have three questions. First question is, you may or may not like this. Okay, if the Prima Donna is telling us this new idea, which is that it's not enough for a Yid to make the kli. The Yid's got to do a significant action in making the kli. Seemingly, maybe you'll argue with me, the second case of Prima Donna should have been the first case. First, he should tell you that if you do nothing, then it's it's Potter from Tefillah. It's Chayiv in Tefillah, because you did nothing. So tell me the first case. Pshitali, if you buy the blech and you tie it for a plate, then it's nothing. Right, so, okay, maybe disagree. He's not... What do you
think?
It's a whole new... This is news over here that you have to do something. So first step, okay, maybe you don't think it's a question. Okay, I'm not sure I can answer the question with my answer, but okay. Okay, next is... Chazal Yom himself brings in a different place, not right on this spot, that there's a Sifri that actually says, not like what he says. Not like what he says the Prima Gautam says. Okay, I'll call it that. What he thinks the Prima Gautam says. Okay, the Sifri says, if a person buys Golmei Kalim, okay, Golmei Kalim means just like forms of Kalim, like roughs, like not finished Kalim, and you decide, and you use them for Kalim, so the Sifri says, you're not Chayiv in Tefillah. You're not Chayiv in Tefillah because the Yid made it. Okay? So what's going on here? The guy
finished it.
What did he say?
Maybe he finished it.
He took some, not the Pasha that he had finished it. He took the Kalim and he used them as is. It's like not finished and he used them. He decided he's going to make it into a clay.
Did something do with it?
I believe he did not do anything. I don't remember. I believe it did.
I don't
know. I'll go back. I seem to remember. It's a Sifri. Chantos Piyam himself. He says, and it's not like what I told you in the Prima Gautam. Not in that spot. He tells, this is in a different spot. He says, you should just know, it's not like what I said over there in the Prima Gautam. So it's like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, okay, so but what is that to us is a question. That's not an answer. The question is like, well, is that, are we sure the Prima Gautam said that we're saying this for you not like that? Okay, and then, the logic of it, in this last case, is the hardest to understand, which is, you say that the Yid has to do something. Wouldn't everybody think that if you take a piece of metal and you poke holes in it to turn it into a grater, that's doing something? And if you have to do something, you say, it's not enough to do it in your mind. Okay, we can maybe wrap our heads around it and say, you have to do something. But I did something. I took a sheet of metal, and I mean, if you rub potatoes on sheets of metal, you don't get, you know, shredded potatoes. What? He makes it to shape. I think it makes it. Yes, I mean, what are you saying? The guy did something. What, he poked holes and he made it to shape, so he didn't do enough. What does he have to do? What do you think the person says? Now, the Prima Gautam was something about it if he didn't know, but what does he have to do to make it into a grater? If I take a piece of metal, I make it into a cup, that's doing something. I take a piece of metal, I poke holes in it and turn it into a grater.
It's not clean.
What do you say? No, so that's not correct. Because earlier he had said that a grater is considered a clean. That's within your Chayiv in Tefillah, but in the little words, you'll see that too. A grater is Chayiv in Tefillah. He talks about the graders are Chayiv in Tefillah. It's not a kli. I did something. So what do you mean? I took a piece of metal that was worthless. Basically, it wasn't worth it. I turned it into... Okay. So, seems to me that we could re-understand, like David hinted at, but we don't have to guess, okay? We're gonna see ourselves. The Prima Gautam himself tells us what the blech is. Okay? This blech that we're talking about, this is why I'm showing it to you like this. This is not the beginning of the Prima Gautam. Okay, the Prima Gautam at the beginning tells us what the blech is that he's talking about, and we'll get a better understanding then about what's going on. And that's like this. Okay, he's talking about before I get there. He's talking about this. You remember we talked some time ago on Machlokes Tazen Shach. Okay, about it was talking a Sakan Shel Shechita. The Machaber said a Sakan Shel Shechita does not need Tefillah. And the Rama says you should tell that you should do teal on it. Okay? What's that? It's a kli that's used only with raw food. It's not used with it doesn't cook the food, and it's not used with food that you eat at a meal. So the Rama said you should teifel. There was a machlokes in that din when the Rama said you should be machmir to teifel sakin shel shechita. Did he only mean to say by a sakin? The Shach says he only means it by a sakin because knives could be used for meal food also. You could use a knife to cut an apple and eat it. And therefore, a knife is something that's at least in the parsha of things that are possible to use for meals. And therefore, a knife is, if you do the knife for not, use it for raw food, you type it without a bracha. That's the Shach says. And the Shach says no. What the Rama means is anything that has to do with the preparation of food, anything from the very beginning till the end that has to do with the preparation of food, to make it ready to eat, or to bring it to eating, is chayiv in tefillah without a bracha. Okay? That's the machlokes about sakin shel shechita. Okay? So now, the shtippelhalzer, a red loch, okay? If you have the red loch is like a rolling pin, okay? So you use a shtippelhalzer, both rolling pins and things that you use with raw dough. So what is it? Well, taz tefillah blei bracha, ula shachin tzarech tefillah, sham and simen kufchav. Okay? If the shachin taz say, the machlokes shachin taz, but the rolling pin needs tefillah. A rolling pin you can only use with raw dough. And so you can only use it with things that are not edible. So the Taz would say tefillah without a bracha because it's something used in the preparation of the food. And the Shach says, no, there's nothing to do with it with finished food, and therefore it's not chayav tefillah. Okay? That's what he starts. Okay? That's what he starts with, the Taz and the Shach. Okay? Next. Blechen shemenichim matzis aleim. Okay? When you have a blech, that you put matzis aleim. What does it mean you put matzis on them? We'll talk about that in a second. After the Shach tefillah. Even according to the Shach, you have to do tefillah on those. Why? Because of the tashmish meichel mamish. Okay, you could use it for real food. So what he means to say is, the Shach says you're only chayiv teal for something that has some use with food that you can eat at a meal, and the blech you can, because as you're going to find out in a few lines from now, he's going to tell you that you can use it as a plate. Okay, so it's a thing that you could be chayiv that it has food use, and therefore even the Shach agrees that this thing is chayiv teal. Now. Even if you're exactly, even though you're not using it for the food, what does that mean? You're not using it for the food as a plate. It means we can give two guesses what he means. What
if you're baking matzah,
so the answer is you're not using it to bake matzahs. He's using it either. I have two guesses what he meant by using it. Either using it as a peel. Okay, a peel is the kli that you take the food in and out of the oven, like you know, in a pizza, in a pizza shop, that long stick with the thing at the end, and you take it, that's called a peel. Okay? Ramot uses it in Arachaim, that word also, it's an English word, so a peel. And you pull the stuff out of it, so either you use this black like that, like you use it to pull things in and out of the oven, so you don't bake with it, but...
Why is it special?
It's different, it's like a special, exactly. It's the same thing, it's not used with... If you use it with cooking, you think if you use the spatula in the thing, okay. So I'm not sure if it means a peel. I'm not sure if a peel does or doesn't. But my other guess was maybe it's like a cooling rack. Okay, so manichel hamatzes aleihem means that you put the matzah on when they come out. It's like a cooling rack. Okay, well, the cooling rack is it touches the food, but it's not for the cooking. It's not for the eating. It's like in between.
It's food,
that's not for cooking the food. That doesn't make the food ready. You can guess what I mean. That's also considered food. Okay, fine. So you don't have to like my choices. You come with your idea. What'd you say?
So,
well, if you have one with holes in it, so you do well. Okay, so, but and somehow the blech that he was talking about was a kli that was used for food that was not ready to eat. Okay, it was not used for cooking. You don't like my choice. You can make your own guess as to what it is. I don't care. So he said, so you would think that this blech is taller than Machlokes Taz and Shach. That's what you would think. It's taller than Machlokes, just like the rolling pin is. But he said, but it's not true, because really you can use it with finished food also, so even the Shach agrees. And we know what he's talking about. You can use it for real food, because he's going to say in a second you can use it as a plate. Okay, so now, if so, when we're talking about a piece of metal, the blech that the Prima Gadol is talking about at the end, when he says that if you take this blech and you try to use it as a kli, you're not chayven to tevel it, we're not talking about a thing that's a slab of metal. It's not a Shabbos blech, okay? Or at least they didn't use it like we use a Shabbos blech, okay? But this piece of metal had used for food. So now the question is like this. I have a kli that is able to be used for food. Okay, it has a food use. It's a cooling rack, or it's a peel, or it's some other thing that we don't know about. It has these uses for food. And I decided to use it for a different type of use for food. Now, it happens to be that it switched from being a use that was not chayiv tefillah, and I have it a use that is chayiv tefillah. So that's the question here. Is that decision to use it from a not chayiv tefillah to a chayiv tefillah, is that going to make a difference? Because this is not making a kli anymore. I didn't make a kli. I took an existing kli and I changed the use that it had. The use that it used to have a use as a kli that was not as a rolling that was not chayav tefillah, and now I made it for a use that is chayav tefillah.
Since according to the Shach, you have to do tefillah and the kitchen is overgrown.
It's great. No. The whole Ramah says you should talk to two lebrach on Sakhar Shechita. They're going on as a
second.
No. The Sakhar Shechita, the Ramah says you should do two lebrach. The Ramah says do two lebrach. And the Taz and Shach are expanding on that. What happens if I could also use it for food?
But he's saying, if it's both on lebrach, which goes into that Shach, this is a question for Kleemah.
No, he says the chazil tashmish, my chamamish means it. The Shach says if it's a thing that has some potential use for food, then it's like a sakhar shechita. That's a sakhar shechita. That's a description.
Like you said about the Taz.
Because he doesn't tell you that. You understand that. Everybody knows what the Rama says. Tzivut without a bracha. The Taz and Shachar took that exactly which case the Rama means is. So he says this example, this blast, is an example of what even the Shach would agree. I mean, this is within the range of things that they're talking about, but this is more where the Shach does agree. It's like a Sakat Shashkita, not like a Roman. So when we're... So the Shaila at the end of the Prima Golem here is, he's not talking about whether in your mind is making a decision or not. That's not... Everyone knows, just because you're changing your mind, that doesn't make a difference. If I made into a Kli, I made into a Kli. The Shaila is that I took a thing that was a Kli, and I made it from a Kli into... I made it from a Kli that had one use to a Kli with a different use. Now, it happens to be that in Hilchos Tefilas Kelim, that's a significant change. It went from a Kli that was not Chayv and Tefila to being Chayv, that Kli was Chayv and Tefila. But in use, it was always a Kli. So should we look at that as a Kli, that I made a Kli from a piece of metal into a Kli? And he says, no, that's not what he did. You took a Kli and made it into another Kli. So making from one Kli into another Kli is not something... doesn't excuse you from Tefila. It was a Kli the whole time. The weakness is not that I didn't do enough. The weakness is that the Kli was a Kli the whole time. The fact that it could be used as a Kli beforehand, that the Blech, Shemanich, and Matzah Zalem was...
So you think the Blech at the end is a Blech, Shemanich, and Matzah Zalem?
It's the same thing. A Blech is a Blech. So when he said Blech, Shemanich, and Matzah Zalem was explaining Blech and... These called the blech. Shamanich matzahs aleihem. So you think is, if you only put matzahs on, let's say my way, okay? Let's say you don't believe it. Okay? Let's say, just as the example, you use it for a cooling rack. So that case sounds like it should be an example of the Tav and the Shach also. Okay? But it should be an example because you use it only with food that's not ready to eat. You would think that that's what it is. He says, it's not correct. The manich matzahs is the explanation for why you would think it's totally not machlik as Tav and Shach. Because since you put the matzahs away, it's like an in-between. It's not for cooking, it's not for eating. It's just like in-between, somehow in-between.
So again, so you're saying the blech at the end is this blech that's roif, was a kli suda already?
No, it was not a kli suda. No, that's the point. It's not a kli suda. It's a kli that's used not for a suda. It's used in-between.
I'm sorry, not suda. Kli Michael.
It's a Kli, yes, it's a Kli that has...
It's not a sheet of metal. That's
no, it's not a plain sheet of metal.
It's not
no.
A hammer that I buy in the store that I use it, right. It for walnuts.
It's a Kli that's used for food. But it's used for food that doesn't make it Chayim and Tefila. Or potentially doesn't make it Chayim and Tefila. Theoretically, it doesn't make it Chayim and Tefila.
So, but then, if that's what he's talking about, then what's the Chiddush? Then it's Pasha. Then you bought a Kli of Michael.
No.
See, the Shach says you have to title it, right?
Yeah.
So you bought a Kli from Michael, then you have to title it. It's like, why do you have to leave from Michael? It's like,
what?
It's like buying a Kli from a guy. Particularly in Koni, it's so blech me'akum. Yichta kachla tella. Well, forget the yichta kachla tella. You bought a blech from a guy that's made from menicha masas away. Right? So then what's the
case? Not for bracha, that's the
case. He changes the usage of it.
So, Yossi is correct.
That's he would have left it for masas. So, right? So you still have to, you have to pay for it.
You have to pay for it without a bracha. That's
going to the shach without a bracha.
No, going to everybody without a bracha. If you use it, just let me have matzah and you'll do it without a bracha. That's for sure, you only have to do without a bracha. And then at the end he's telling us is, if I buy from him now, it's pashut. I didn't, of course I'm chayav in tefillin that. Maybe even you have to make a bracha on that. Okay, but it... And our middle case with the greater, okay, with the middle case with the greater, Over there, the person took this piece of metal, this blech. The taka could be used for different things. Okay, could be used l'haniach matzahs aleihem, shemaniach matzahs aleihem. Okay, you could put matzahs onto those things. There, the person went ahead and made it into a better kli. He again made a change. That made it from just a Kli into another Kli. He made it from a regular Kli into a better Kli, into a Kli that you use even with finished foods. So there, the Prima Golem is Mesupik. Maybe there, the guy did such a radical change, maybe that's mamash like a Parim Chadashas. Maybe that's mamash like a brand new Kli that even, there, maybe that would maybe even part you from Tuna. Okay. So, the Nafkamina is, I'm going to drop, show you that what I'm saying and he's saying are almost the same. I know it's going to sound funny. They're almost the same with the following Nafkamina. He's saying it's like this. The Chavos Gemma is saying, when the Prima Golem is talking about making a Kli in your mind, I can't explain the other case, making a Kli in your mind, the weakness is, the person did it in his mind. Do it in your mind, the Chazal Mishnah is saying, that's not enough. You didn't do enough just to do it in your mind. I'm saying to you is, when a person buys a kli that was always usable as a kli until now, the fact that in my eye decided to use it for a new thing doesn't change anything. The fact that I could so easily do it just by changing it in my mind tells us that the whole time it was really a kli. So we're looking at it, the same thing from different sides. He's looking and saying is, if you did it in your mind, that's not enough. The weakness is with you. And I'm saying it's not that it's a weakness with you. It's that it's a weakness in the kli. This was always a kli that you could eat out of, because if I could just change it in my mind, tells us it was always a kli that you could eat out of. Okay? And the nafkamina between those is the pickle jar, okay, the bottle of wine. Over there, he says is, in my mind, it was just in my mind. If I made the change in my mind, that's not enough. Changing in your mind, that's not enough of a change. And I'm saying is, if what we care about was it a kli beforehand, there, the head rises that this thing is not considered a kli beforehand. It was not a kli. So the fact that I could change it in my mind doesn't mean that yesterday it was a kli. When I bought it from the guy, it was not a kli. Even though in my mind I was able to change it, that's not a riot that it was a kli all along, because it's not true. Until now, it was packaging materials. The fact that I could change it in my mind is not indicative that until now it was not a kli. Okay. Let's move on. We're almost finished. We have to just... Oh, I'm going to say something else. Okay. Let me give you another thing, and then we'll go on to the last piece. I told you that the what Rav Moshe is saying is more inclusive, or more kal, than the Maral Diskin. The Maral Diskin said, you could just empty it out. And Rav Moshe is saying, not only could you empty it out, you could even refill it. You could even put new stuff in afterwards, because you made it into a clip. What would be, according to... I wondered if according to... according to Moshe, you could say, you could ask the following. What happens if you want to empty out, in this kind of a disposable grinder? Okay? In this case, the grinder doesn't need steel. The grinder's all plastic. Okay? But the jar is glass. So we spoke about it. We said, when we spoke about it back then, we said, we're only going to talk about the grinders, because we're not going to talk about the bottom. Because the bottom, everybody knows, you can just empty it out. Okay? So, would the reverse, would you be allowed to empty out this grinder over here? And the reason why I'm wondering is like this. When the Maral Diskin said that Sheva Taisa, would you say that Sheva Taisa when, in this case, in order to grind, you need to use the glass? Okay, the way the grinder works is you got to go like this. You got to grind by using the glass. So, would you say I want to empty out the bottle, it's Sheva Taisa. I just got to get the stuff out. The only way to get the stuff out is just pour the bottle. It's just the only way to get it out. I stick my hand in and pull out a pickle. But over here, the glass that's here, it's not Shabbat Taisa. The glass that's here is part of the grinding. If you go like this, you're not going to grind anything out of this thing, okay? The grinding needs the glass, so I just wondered if that Shabbat Taisa applies to this kind of a bottom also, okay? Everybody looks at the bottom and says, no, don't worry about it, you can just empty it out. I just wondered, because it's not like a regular spice container that you're just basically pouring it out. You're just the only way to hold it. Over here, the bottom plays a role. I'm not sure about it.
If you had a big bottle, you would refill it just to be able to use the grinder.
No, so if you refilled it, then you would for sure be chayav the title of the bottle.
But not just as a container. I'm saying it's the kind of thing you would use, not just as a container.
So you think that maybe, in this case, the packaging is more of a container.
It's more than just packaging.
Okay, that's a point. Maybe that is. Maybe that's an argument also. Maybe it's more than packaging.
Well, but the glass is holding it. It's the two plastics or whatever. It depends what you hold.
Okay, you're right. If I just turn this part, the glass is dirty. Yeah, but he's saying that's mamela. That's mamela. He says, I'm just a way to rub the two plastics against each other. Okay. Now, so what Yossi mentioned beforehand is, all that we're saying here is talking about from the perspective of the guy who bought the clear ready. He bought the bottle of wine, and he wants to know if he could... take this stuff out. Does he have to title it right away, or can he take this stuff out slow? So a related question that is, whether a Yid who owns a company, whether he's mechuyev to title his things before he sells them to us. Okay? When Kedem puts the wine into the wine bottles, do they have to title their bottles before they sell them to us? Okay? Or, more closer to home, when Illinois Nut sells trays of chocolate, do they have to title those trays before they sell them to us? They're taking a container, they're putting stuff into it. So now we just said is, if I get it, and all this and that, you can empty it out. You don't have to title it. You can empty it slowly. If there's 10 pieces of chocolate, you can eat them one at a time. And when you're finished, then you'll deal with titling it. You don't have to empty it. Okay, that's from my perspective. Okay? But what about from his perspective? He, the Yid who owns that thing, is he mechuyev to tell you before he sells it to me? Okay? Or is it bottles or his trays? Is he mechuyev to do tzion nosa with that? Okay? So the moral discan obviously makes no sense over here. The moral discan was talking about me emptying it out because I can empty it slowly. I don't have to think about that. Obviously, that makes no sense here.
What do you mean it makes no sense?
Doesn't apply. It wouldn't be a tzad lahakol. That's not a tzad lahakol. If the whole reason why I can empty it out. He buys a stack of trays and then he sells them to you. So that's hard to say that I'm allowed to empty it out slowly doesn't help him. That only helps me. According to that, he'd be chayav tzeiva. Okay. So what do you say? So within the Rosh Hashanah, next.
It's a rabbi.
No,
rabbi.
What rabbi? Rabbi.
So every place like that.
Imir Tashem. Next time we're going to talk more, some person who specifically talked about the Shaila. But for our purposes, what Ramosha says is going to apply to here also. Okay, Ramosha said was that from the perspective of the seller, this is just a packaging material, so that's what it is. From his perspective, it's not a kli. In fact, last time you remember, we spoke about, which is why we're talking about on this din, the Beis Yosef spoke about kli schayra, okay, Taz brought it, called it a kli schayra, things that you have for doing business with. So the example that Beis Yosef is talking about is a person who owns, he buys cups in order to sell them. He has a business, selling cups. So for him, the cup is clay schayra. He is not chayv in tefillah. The guy who buys it from him is chayv in tefillah.
This is a totally separate thing.
I got it. But we said then also that Rabbi Yashiv said a step even beyond what we're saying today, which was if I buy a tray to give shalach manas to my friend, I buy a plate that I'm going to put food on to give you to serve your shalom zohar, I'm mechuyev to tefillah. Because for me, I'm not mechuyev to tefillah. Because for me, it's also clay schayra, which is to say it's like this. Clay suda means is I have this clay in order to eat on it. If I have it for any other reason, that's not considered clay suda. So I have the clay in order to sell to you. I have the clay in order to put chocolate onto it that you should use the chocolate to eat on it. That's not considered. That was saying that. Now Rabbi Asher is saying it in an extreme case, and Illinois nut is close to that. I mean, Illinois nut is really close to that because in Illinois nut, when they put a food on a tray, they're putting food onto a tray for people to use at a suda. It's just not their meal, it's just going to be my meal. When they put the thing on the tray, the idea is, I'm going to open the tray and eat right out of that tray. So they, mamish, put the food on the tray for me to eat out of it.
I'm going to sell this and make money.
So you're saying from their...
Yeah,
okay. So you're saying from their perspective, Marsh, it's a business.
Yeah.
I sell chocolates and I sell trays and... Okay.
So I get charged money.
Okay. So in fact, I mean, Rabbi Yashiv's case is even more extreme than this. His case where I give my friend the plate. I say, you can keep the platter, and then you can, you'll use it at your shalom zohar. I don't have to tell you. Now, I mean, in fact, we do this. I mean, obviously, you know that Kevin doesn't tell you their model, but we, in the Illinois nut trays, come with a sticker on the bottom that says this tray was not titled. Okay? Because most people would assume that, of course, it's a Jewish store. Of course they title that tray. Of course they title it. So they have a sticker on the bottom that says this tray was not titled. Okay? Or this tray needs to be by the consumer.
No, it doesn't. According to the motion, yes, it does.
Oh, so he's saying it's, you're right. If the logic why he doesn't have to tell you is because, wait, he's, you're right. He's saying, if the logic why we're letting it is because we're saying is, for them it's clay schayra, I'm the one who made it into a clay, so then he's right. So then I'm the one who...
Misleading.
What do you think? No. So let's think of this. He's saying that I bought it as a clay. I have it as a clay. So if I bought it as a clay, then I'm a clay of to...
It's a clay.
Right. So he's saying, why is that much as an example?
Well, no, I have to take one can take it home with him.
David, what's the difference between... What's the difference between this and my buying the pickle jar from Velastic and I decide to keep it as a jar? What's the difference? In both cases, it used to be clay schayra and I made it into a clay. What's the difference?
This jar is made for business. So it's a tray. God, he buys trays and sells them.
He buys it for schayra.
He's selling it to you to be able to use on the table.
I mean,
you guys,
that's
not with a typical job.
Okay, got it. So he's saying like this. So the Machaber said this case. He said, a Yid bought something from a guy, Lachter Klotham, and then he sells it to another Yid afterwards. Okay, so a guy owned it first, then the Yid owned it, and then another Yid owned it afterwards. But the Yid in the middle owned it as Klay Sarah. Okay? we use that word, it's not really clear. It's not for Klei Suda. The middle Yidon, not Klei Suda. The din is that the second guy does have to tie a bow. Because even you might think that the middle guy cleansed it. The middle guy made it into not a Kli, and now the new guy is making it into a Kli. That's not the din. The middle guy, it was a Goy's Kli, now it's a Yid's Kli, it needs to be titled. Even though in the middle it passed through somebody who excused it from Tefillah, a Yid who excused it from Tefillah, even though it's Chayv in Tefillah. So in this case, the tray, the platter, was bought from a Goy. The Goy, it was Chayv in Tefillah, and now it's owned by a Yid, it's Chayv in Tefillah. The fact that in between someone had it for Klei Schreiber, it's not enough. As opposed to.
Yes, as okay. Otherwise, Dokhi is Chayv in Tefillah.
As opposed to.
Otherwise, Dokhi is Chayv in Tefillah. Because every time a Goy manufacturer makes something, he's doing it for Schreiber.
Right. As opposed to, mm-hmm. as opposed to the case of Moshe, the person, even the person who made the bottle originally, the people who make bottles for Kedem, those bottles are meant for Schreiber. They're not, they weren't even by the Goy's perspective, even the original manufacturer didn't make it as a clean that he's supposed to eat out of. When they make pickle jars, they.
Schreiber is a Ptura de Gavra, not the Chatzah.
No. What I'm saying is, in the pickle jar, the people who made the pickle jar also made it for Schreiber. That's what they made the pickle jar. There's a jar that we sell to pickle companies so they can deliver pickles to your house. Okay, and then you throw them in the garbage. They're not meant to be used for food. As opposed to the tray that Illinois Nut buys, those people are making trays for people to serve food in their houses on. Now, Illinois Nut sort of misdirected it, so to speak, for temporarily. They temporarily are using it for something else. They temporarily said, we're using it for business, so we're popped it from Schreiber. We're popped it from Tefillah. But you, the guy who gets it, now in the end, you have a kli that a guy made. The guy made the kli. And you now own it, you the owner, you have to title it. Okay, the fact that in between the middle guy didn't have to title it.
Yeah, but if the middle guy bought it as a Klee Schreiber.
So like he said, every store would be like that. Otherwise, anytime I buy a Klee, you'd say, if I walk into any store, and I walk into Target, and I buy a plate, you say, so Mr. Target was...
It
was
I bought it not as a Klee Schreiber.
For him, it was not clear. So you say, no, of course not, because Lamai says, I have a cleave that used to belong to a guy. That's what I have a cleave that used to belong to a guy. The fact that there was a middleman in there who, for him, wasn't a cleave, the truth is, anybody who makes a cleave is automatically for Starver. I mean, unless Marshy made it for himself, anybody who makes a cleave.
They're meant to be one time deals. It's not typical. If everybody would take pickle jars and use them, reuse them, I don't think the Marshy would say it's
that. Right, so that's what we're thinking here, is that it would allow me to take this stuff out, but it wouldn't allow me to turn it into a new bottle. Since the guy's going to throw it out anyhow, that means it's been started from its beginning, and I'm making it from scratch. Okay, we have to think that part over. In fact, we actually do this. Okay, now, I want...
This has nothing to do with Ramon Biskin also.
By what?
This has nothing to do with Ramon and Ramon Biskin. It's a separate header. Ramon Biskin can say this header also.
He might
agree. I literally know not the type of trace.
He might agree, he might not. Ramon Biskin just... The part that he says, which is, I'm out of empty, I don't have to think about titling. That logic, I don't think they don't agree with each other. I'm saying each one is its own svara. That svara, if I can empty it out, doesn't help me, doesn't help Mr. Illinois Nut. But he might agree with what Moshe said also.
There's
separate lines of reasoning. There's two songs. Yeah, now, one last question I have, which is, this idea that say that's Klei Schreiber, you have to just think is, whether that helps, maybe we don't have an explanation, for a tuna can. What I mean is like this. What happens if Mr. Duggan, okay, it's a Jewish person, makes tuna? Well, the reason why I'm picking on that case is the tuna can is also used to cook the food. So before, aside from the fact that it's a packaging material to bring the food to my house, they cook the food in that can also. So in that case, is that also going to be a patur? We're going to say is, for him it's Klei Schreiber? For him it's a pot. For him, it's not a pot. Why is that Schreiber?
Yes, for sure.
There are those who say that. There are those who say that. Yes, in Sicilia, he speaks about that. He says the fact that when I open it up, I make it into a kli. Tells me that in its sealed form, it's not a kli. He talks that. That's a possibility.
Yeah,
that's connected to that. The fact that if I open it up, that doesn't apply to a wine bottle, because the wine bottle was a fine bottle before, but the tuna can, until now it's a sealed thing, it's useless. You can't get to the food. When I open it up, I made it into a kli. That Hilchos Shabbos, he brings in. That Hilchos Shabbos is part of it, maybe rolls into the tuna. I made it into a kli now. I'm the guy who made it into a... Okay, we're sort of going to continue next time.